How can anyone describe this day better than the way the Holy Spirit inspired St. John? He describes this miracle in such simple terms, and yet he describes something utterly profound. He says, this is about light and darkness. This is about the moment of creation. If you read the beginning of the book of Genesis, God's Holy Spirit, in the midst of darkness, hovers over water. From that presence of God, light bursts. God proclaims, let there be light, let darkness be banished. That is God's modus operandi. Where there was darkness in the beginning, it is God who spreads illumination, understanding. Where that light that God has infused into his creation has been dulled and dimmed by us, by people, by our sin, by our own misery, by our own selfishness, it is God who has solemnly decreed, let that light be permanent. And so his Son was born to us. Christmas speaks about the absolutely undefeatable determination of God to offer us hope. It is sadly our own modus operandi to dim the light of the world, to allow the life of God that is planted in us to become dull at times. The only thing we can achieve without God's help is to deny God. And yet, this solemnity of the birth of Christ himself is a renewal of hope in a world that goes dark, because in the midst of that night in Bethlehem, it's almost as though God the Father's voice was heard from one end of creation to the other. And that voice declared, there will be light for the human race, no matter what it may have done, no matter how far they have retreated into shadow, no matter how often in their lives they may have chosen to withdraw from light, to withdraw from grace and from life, to lay down their own humanity and to take up instead the tools of dying, which we call sin. Even in that situation, there will still be light. And there is only one. Amidst all the voices of the world, and amidst all the forms of comfort, advice, and counsel, amidst all the different suggestions and propositions that are offered to the human person, this will make a difference, it is said. This will raise you up, it is suggested. This can help you in your condition, so we are told. None of those voices speak the truth to you, except the voice of Christ in his church. Let there be light. Let the grace of Christ bring light to you and to me. We keep this feast of Christmas as the declaration from this place to the end of the world, both in time and in space, to declare to all of humanity, if you wish to see, turn to Christ. If you wish to understand what you're capable of, turn to Christ. If you would know happiness in its fullest sense, and not the passing joy, the passing amusement that we take as such a poor substitute for real joy in the soul, If you would have that genuine peace of mind, turn to Christ and to Him alone. This day is a renewal of that call to you, to me, and to the whole human race. The faith is not just for us. We are not Christian people in the fullness of that faith for our benefit and for our benefit alone. Our faith is shaped by God, and this birth is designed by the Father for the salvation of every human being, everyone as vital and as loved in the plan of the salvation of God as you are. A plan that is designed to be truly Catholic in its nature, universal in its call. That every race should know what you know, and every people should understand their destiny as you understand yours, enshrined in the heart of God Himself. We declare, the Word was made flesh. God chose to become human, that the human race, you and me, we all of us, may have the opportunity to share in the life of God Himself. That is a treasure, besides which whatever else you may receive this day pales into insignificance. You have received the life of God. In the darkness of our lives, no matter how far we go from God, light will burn because Christ has come to you. My appeal to you this Christmas day is to allow this day to burn in you, to allow the light that St. John speaks about, a light that darkness can never overpower, to be a light that becomes more and more the driving force in your mind, in your heart, and in your soul. A light that becomes visible to those around you. A light that is obvious and demonstrable. A light that attracts people to say, these people have something that is otherworldly. These people have something that is more valuable than all that we have collected and all that we have gathered around us in terms of our possessions. These people burn with the life of God. These people know what it means to say God truly loves them and it has made a difference. I pray for you this day that you may truly, like the seraphim, the burning ones of God, the angels who are so close to the throne of the Lord in heaven, that they burn in the way God burns with a love that cannot be quenched, that you become the burning ones, ones who have seen the beauty, the grace, the truth, and the love that is God, and are affected by it. You are ignited by the grace that is the Holy Spirit, that this day marks a difference and a change. What you take from this place is truly that message of salvation. The Word was made flesh. He has walked this earth the way you and I walk this earth, donating salvation from His own person, through His own human hands and human feet, offering to the whole of the human race another way. A way that is truly human and bound in to the nature of God. I pray for you this day that the grace of what we celebrate will be more than simply an annual reminder of a historical event so long ago, but a present day renewal. That Christ who was born in Bethlehem, that light to enlighten all men, that light still burns in His holy church. That fire awaits for you and I to kindle and be enkindled from it, that we may take into this world that is so dark a light that the darkness can never overwhelm, can never snuff out, can never understand, and yet can be transformed by. May this feast day enlighten the depths of your heart and your soul. May the person of Christ himself, the Word who was made flesh, that we may see the beauty of God, may that Word be one that you speak and that you communicate to the world. God bless you this day. God be with you this day. May God enlighten the eyes of your mind and enlighten the ways and the paths of your life, that you may truly donate him to a world that is so dark and yet longs to know a light it has yet to see. God be with you all.